listening to the Fakeologist Radio Review of the Clues Forum. We do this review as often as we can, bringing to you the latest highlights of topics covered at cluesforum.info. Cluesforum.info is the leading forum for discovering and deconstructing media fakery. It is the companion website to Simon Schacht's Ground Zero breaking movie, September Clues, the key to deconstructing the biggest military media hoax of our time, 9/11. Once you've discovered this key to unlocking media fakery, you'll be amazed at the range of myths and hoaxes covered at Clues Forum. These include NASA and the moon hoax, global and local terror events such as London 7/7, and nukes and nuclear power, to name just a few. Listen now to the latest research and topics covered, and follow the links provided in today's broadcast notes to further explore the massive world of media deception swirling around you. Now, here's your host, Aberrato. Please. Good afternoon, everybody. It is May 28th, 2014. You're listening to episode 107 of Fakeologist Radio. This is a pre-recorded interview I did with Mr. Simon Schacht of cluesforum.info, the leading site for exposing media fakery. And today we're going to review TWA Flight 800. That was a terror event that happened way back in 1996. And now Simon and I are going to go through a couple of the posts that he's posted, the links to which are in the show notes here. And we're going to discuss and try and deconstruct some of the information surrounding TWA Flight 800, which is, in our opinion, no doubt, another fake media event that was used as a testing grounds, as a preliminary conditioning event, to precondition the masses for the big one, the greatest media, military media hoax of our time, 9/11. Enjoy. Okay, so let us talk about TWA 800, James Kallstrom and the 700 eyewitnesses. Now we're talking about another terror event that happened way back on July 17th, 1996. So why is this coming up for review on the Clues Forum? What sparked your new interest in this?
Well, I think that it's looking very much like a general rehearsal of 9/11.
Okay.
The TWA 800 disaster was a story about a jumbo jet headed for Paris and then Rome, which fell out of the sky 11 minutes after it took off from JFK Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the story, and countless conspiracy theories were brought up, especially the one with the that it was struck by a missile.
Right.
And, yeah. And one little funny thing. I mean, this is just to start this off with a little numerological thought.
Yeah.
That this event happened 883 days before 9/11. And 883 days computes to 9/11 because 1 plus 8, 9, and 8 plus 3, 11.
Yes.
But, okay, that's just for the folklore, okay? Just for the numerological fans. Anyway, it's a story which says that 230 people died in this plane. And
the third deadliest aviation accident to occur in U.S. territory, according to your post here.
Yeah, exactly, yes. It was the third most deadly airplane crash. And we have lots of funny things going on with the fact that the main investigator of this crash is James Carlstrom. Now, when I heard that James Carlstrom was the main investigator of a TWA 800, I remember him from 9/11 because I've been studying 9/11 very closely. Mm-hmm. And he was actually on air on CNN on 9/11. He was talking with Aaron Brown on CNN. So he was there, and so I started looking into this Carlstrom guy. And he was apparently at the time, he was the main FBI investigator of the TWA 800 crash back in 96, uh-huh. which is many years before 9/11. So we have here this guy who the whole controversy which went around TWA 800 was that Carlstrom said, well, we are investigating, we are interrogating all these eyewitnesses. And those eyewitnesses, we have so many of them, there were up to 700 eyewitnesses, uh-huh. of this plane exploding with no reason, you know, falling out of the sky, and we were then given the news that 700 people had witnessed this thing. So if we just look at the eyewitness meme here,
yes,
it was most probably designed to make us think that, well, anything that will happen in the sky will be witnessed by people. You know, an airplane exploding suddenly will be witnessed by 700 people.
Right, which pretty much makes it indisputable that it happened if so many people witnessed it. They witnessed something in the sky, therefore it must have happened. So it's the witness verification or the witness. So there were 700 witnesses, so that really just verifies that it really did happen in people's minds if so many people saw it.
Exactly, exactly. There were 700 eyewitnesses to the TWA 800 explosion in the air, although it was just one of countless airliners, you know, taking off from JFK, and 11 minutes after the takeoff of an airplane, it will be far away from sight. But apparently it was like coasting.
Yeah, coasting.
Yeah. We have 700 people who witnessed the explosion, and out of these 700, 250 said they thought a missile had struck the plane. So here we have already, you know, a foreboding of, you know, the missile meme, which I myself
you fell for that right one now. Yeah, during 9/11. Yeah.
Exactly. I was like most likely a victim of this
thought. Preconditioned. Yeah, they preconditioned the missile theory, and that was the prevailing theory for this plane crash for the longest time. A missile was shot accidentally or on purpose from a United States Navy vessel somewhere out on Long Island Sound. So that was conditioned your mind, and that's why that may be the first thing you went to when you tried to explain what created those holes in the side of the World Trade Center towers.
No. What created those witnesses, those eyewitnesses? Because I was thinking, it can't be possible that all these eyewitnesses I'm reading about are all fake. That's what I was rationally thinking, you know.
Okay.
Some of them must be telling the truth.
Right. Okay. So but it gave you the witness idea as well, is what you're saying, for 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm well over that. I mean, I know that they can produce how many, the amounts of witnesses they like. They can have hundreds of eyewitnesses just telling lies.
So in your post, you put that the TW-800 story was a general drill, a rehearsal of sorts in anticipation of the grand 9/11 PSYOP, with its reliance on bystanders, first-hand witnesses to sell the story, as well as a test run of the web of complicit civilian agencies and Hollywood crews involved, NTSB, FAA, grieving family members, crisis actors, etc. Moreover, it was designed to seed and plant in the public's consciousness the following notions. A short-lived airplane disaster will be witnessed by hundreds of people / sky watchers.
Yeah.
B. Even so, witness reports of such a brief event may or may not be a reliable source of information. So that creates doubt. And C, at the end of the day, what really matters is the official investigation, and there's nothing Joe Public can do about it. So it really wanted to plant those three concepts into people's minds in anticipation of 9/11.
Exactly.
They're all tied together, these psychological operations.
Yes. I mean, I think it really never really dawned upon me that I had been looking a little bit into TWA-800, but it never dawned upon me that it was a rehearsal of 9/11. And now, with the vision, you know, we have developed here along the years, it's kind of obvious.
Yes.
And it's kind of obvious that TWA-800 was a plane disaster, which was to hone their ability to fake the victims, fake victims with their airliners. They had to create their infrastructure of complicity with the airliners and the FAA and all these organizations. So they had to see if it worked out. And so they made this disaster in 1996.
5 years before, yeah.
5 years before.
So it's a test run, of course, to iron out the kinks and to see the believability factors and really just see perhaps what they needed to tweak to make 9/11 even more believable. So it really had lots of the elements of all the things we've come to know. It had a movie. It had lots. Actually, there was another movie to perhaps enter or introduce more doubt into the whole story just last year, which I did watch it. I did download it, actually.
There was a movie.
Oh, yeah, they just did another documentary. I can't remember what it was called, but I put a link to it on my website, fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
And I did a little review on it, but I was pretty much convinced for the longest time that this was something real that we needed to worry about, and they just kept going on about perhaps they were trying to kill some Egyptian pilot who was tied up in this or that. Whatever the story was,
The story was that some American ship in the area had launched a missile.
Accidentally or on purpose, yeah.
Accidentally. Very much like the very old story we have here in Italy of the Ustica plane. It was a DC-9 who was apparently shot down by some missile by mistake. And that's a very, 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 very famous story here in Italy. But anyway, this TV TWA-800 thing is evidently a test run for many things that they needed to get working for 9/11. They had to test their ability to fake victims, to have the FAA on board, NTSB, and such extra governmental agencies.
And another thing in the thread, and I'll put a link to this in the show notes on today's show. Somebody pointed out on one of the Fetzer forums that James Kallstrom allegedly went to school with Ken Feinberg, who is the
exactly
who is the administrator of the 9/11 fund and a lawyer, and also there's also a link to Howard Lutnick, who was one of the major spokespeople.
That was a find of one of your members on your site, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think it's SMJ or anyway, a guy who really helped me here. He helped me to understand that Kallstrom and Feinberg were schoolmates. And of course, this is very interesting because, not only are they schoolmates, but they have both been decorated by the Kennedy Foundation. So here we get another link to the Kennedy clan, which is behind, which obviously must be most aware of all these hoaxes.
If not totally, they're totally engrossed in these hoaxes, the Kennedy clan. They could be the lead actor family of America for the last 50 years.
And that's what it pains me. It makes me sad because I was one of those.
A believer in the Kennedys.
People. Yeah, well, I was one of those people who thought, well, the last good American president was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. He was the last good one.
Yeah.
And they killed him. And now we are under, under some very bad guys.
Yes, one guy worse than the other.
Hmm.
Yep. Well, they wanted to kill the illusion. That was part of the dialectic, I think, they created when they allegedly removed Kennedy from the spotlight. Whether you believe he was killed or not, I don't believe it. So that was just the end of any generosity that the system could bestow. And I think really that the government is not really the enemy of the people, but the network wants you to think the government is an enemy of the people. See, I think there are complicit actors within the government, but the concept is what they would like to poison and kill, I think. I'm convinced that the government doesn't act as a whole against the people. They're not all involved and conspiring against us, but the network that has the key people in certain places wants you to think that there is the government we have is impossible and incompetent or corrupt or after us, and that is the image they want to put that image. So you are left with, well, what do we do? Who do we look up to? We can't look up to this thing we call government. So, and they even say, here's the good guy and some nefarious entity killed him. So you cannot have your good president who wants to do good for you. You're stuck with the rotten guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think they spoof all these concepts. They spoof the government. They spoof that their representatives within the government organizations say this, say that. Well, I don't think the NTSB, the NIST, I don't think there's anyone in those organizations saying these things. The media that they control just say they're saying these things. See, it's sort of it's a double fake in a way.
Yeah. But get this. As we were talking about Kallstrom and Feinberg being classmates, I mean, in a university.
Yeah.
I also found out that Kallstrom is on the same board on the Air and Space Museum. And on the same board of the Air and Space Museum, we have Howard Lutnick, which is the Cantor Fitzgerald CEO. And so here we have another connection with people involved in 9/11. So Kallstrom is on the same board of the Air and Space Museum, which has Howard Lutnick.
And as you put it, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum is the only museum where visitors can experience a legendary aircraft carrier, the first space shuttle, the world's fastest jets, and a Cold War era nuclear submarine. Go figure.
Submarine.
And you're asking, why is Howard Lutnick, who was one of the lead actors in representing the victim corporations of the 9/11 attacks, why is he being honored by the Navy?
Exactly. How does America work? How does it work? I mean, how are the workings of American, to be both a CEO of a banking company and then being a honorary chairman of the Air and Space Museum? it really looks to me that the research we are doing on Clues Forum actually does say that that NASA and the banking system and the terror hoaxes are all tied together with the same people. So this goes to support this strange idea, because we have people involved in the Air and Space Museum which are also CEOs of financial companies who supposedly lost 657 people in the towers.
And you
can't repeat show.
You call it the hoaxing business cartel behind the airplane dramas, the space feats, the nuke fears, the terror attacks and all, and you're saying it's pretty much a family affair.
It's pretty much a family affair. And then we go my third post about, I haven't really spent so much time on TWA 800, but I've made three posts about it. And the third post is that I found out that a total of 38 TWA employees were supposedly on the plane. So we have 38 people. That's like a big chunk of the 230 people aboard. They were all TWA employees, you know, like retired ones or... Okay, I understand that many people who work for airlines will fly for free on their own airlines, but that's a lot of people, 38. Mm-hmm. 38 TWA employees were on the airplane and died, apparently.
So why do you think they would manufacture that concept? Is it just so it's easier to...
Because TWA had you know give their support for these hoax,
so they can supply the stories behind these alleged people and keep it quiet because no one's going to talk to them about these people. So that's 38 fewer people that need a backstory, really.
Exactly. There's 38 people that are just managed by TWA. So you don't touch them. You know, they are really untouchable.
Yeah, we're already grieving. Yeah, we suffered enough. Let's not talk about
suffered,
this.
Yeah. TWA was hit really. I mean, you can't imagine that TWA was in on it if they lost 38 of their own people.
Oh yes, excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
These are all really important little twists and concepts. They weave into the story. They're so well thought out, these psychological operations. If only people could really translate what you reveal mainly and just see this. It's really quite simple, isn't it? This is not difficult to understand these concepts of how they weave these tales and how they defensively create threads.
It is simple, but it's very complicated if you don't know where to look.
Yeah.
You know,
it's complicated from a psychological angle. There's a lot of psychological threads within the psyops, which really proves to me that they are very well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just throw them together. There's a lot of thought in all of the elements.
That's what we can see. There's a lots of thoughts behind it. There is a lots of planning, and you know, what with the numbers and whatever, but I mean, Even the 38 people is 3 plus 8, 11.
Yeah.
38 TWA people. Everything is kind of planned. And so I think, I really do think that TWA 800 was a general rehearsal for the loss of an airplane, you know. It is not the same as an airplane crashing into the tower, but it was something they had to do because they needed to get people on board on the actual hoax, which would happen 5 years later.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly good that you looked into it and you really tied it together, and you've got three great posts on cruiseforum.info about it, and I don't know if there's a heck of a lot more to say about it, but it is interesting looking at this from a 9/11 perspective, because they are all linked in one way or the other. They all dovetail, they all feed in to each other. They all, as our favorite Fetzer says, they all hang together, the story.
They all hang together, yeah.
And the same,
they all hang together.
And they recycle a lot of these individuals, these real live in the flesh individuals, these complicit individuals that support and really tell us the tales. James Kallstrom, Ken Feinberg, they're there all the time. Hand in hand with their media handlers, their media actors, yeah.
They always pop up in the same places. So that is a part of the investigation which I think is interesting, because these are real people, flesh and blood people. I don't think these are, I mean, I think that Feinberg and Kallstrom are real people.
Yes.
And they're involved with this. They are not sims. They're not simulated persons.
And they're busy lying their butts off for fame and fortune, for big money anyway, no doubt. Their share of the pie. And they're busy lying their butts off for their share of the money.
That's right. So anyway, I thought it was a good idea to at least have an overlook, an overview of the TWA 800 disaster.
Yeah, definitely well worth it. All these plane crashes are definitely worth reviewing, especially when they're heavily promoted and they have large numbers to them. But TWA 800 as a psyop certainly sat dormant in my mind for the longest time. Never would have been keyed into it. But now every single plane crash in the past and in the future has to be looked at carefully, because they're obviously created as grand events to sow the seeds of their psyops somehow, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got most of the details, so thanks very much for joining me on this abbreviated little audio to highlight some of the many fascinating and in-depth posts at Clues Forum, and I definitely encourage everyone to take a look at the links on this post. Yeah. And we'll talk to you next time, highlighting the next great set of posts over at Clues Forum.
All right.
So,
okay.
Thanks very much.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you, Eb. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Fakeologist Radio's review of the cluesforum.info. Please go to our website at fakeologist.com and review this episode's notes for links discussed in the broadcast. We do a live broadcast most Saturday nights at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Time with guests and listeners just like you. If you'd like to share your 9/11 hoax recovery experience, please contact us at contact.fakeologist.com. Thank you for listening.
A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision. Can you see it? I can see it on the shot.